All right, this is Josh Kerr. You're listening to Monday Mass.
Yes, you are Josh Kerr. Thank you, Josh Kerr, for introducing the world's greatest action sports podcast. That's right, you are listening to the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote, and man, we are on a tight schedule. We're going to get right into it. I'm going to Sweden tomorrow to do the play-by-play commentating of the Vans Park Series in Malmo, Sweden, and I'm very much looking forward to it. You should be too, because these are the best skate contests in the world. Bam, hands down. So I'm talking about the best park skaters in the world, and they will be skating a park in Malmo, Sweden called Kroxbach. That is absolutely incredible. So you're going to be watching that. I'm going to be talking about that more in skate news. So you better be tuned in all the way to skate news. It's at the very end. I want to thank Tori Holistics for bringing the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass, at Tori Holistics for all your medicinal cannabis, CBD, all that good stuff that comes from the earth and you put it in your body and you feel good. Not just, you know, I'm not talking about just the I'm getting high for fun side. I'm talking about I'm getting high because I have, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. I can't sleep. I have PMS. That's what people are using this stuff for. So, yes, recreational, also medicinal, fully legal, fully licensed, Tori Holistics. Hey, and they're going to be happy about this episode. All of you are, because this is a great episode. We got Josh Kerr talking about the Oi Rio Pro. We got Dave Wassel talking about late season pipeline. Rob Machado showing up. We have some news from the Mid-Atlantic. I mean, why wouldn't you want to listen to this amazing show? All kinds of good stuff. This is the Monday Mass. We're going to start with surf. Hey, surf news here on the world's greatest podcast. Well, the world's greatest action sports podcast, at least. The Monday Mass. Yes, hi. Yeah, I was on another podcast that was super fun. It's called Surf Splendor. The host is David Lee Scales. And I just found out he was named after David Lee Roth, which is awesome. But David Lee Scales came through Monday Mass headquarters, and we did a 2.5-hour podcast all about surfing. This is in-depth surf nerd radness. We talked about the Oi Rio Pro and a bunch of stuff. Here's a snippet from my time on Surf Splendor.
And hyping the crowd up.
Yeah.
I love that.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah.
And it's like a gladiator, dude.
I think claims are like, I don't know, Rush, the band Rush.
Yeah.
You either love them or hate them.
Yeah.
I love claims. And I think it's so rad to watch Adriano in his element like that, hyping the crowd up.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, claiming a six or whatever, that's kind of redundant and doesn't need to happen. Or double claims on a wave, like doing an air, claiming, and then keep going and claiming right again. But
surf nerd madness going on over at Surf Splendor. That podcast is called Caught Inside. And David Lee Scales is the host, and he has, I think, 3 or 4 different podcasts under the Surf Splendor banner. So surf nerds unite and listen to Surf Splendor. All their podcasts are great. Speaking of surfers, I talked to a surfer, not just any surfer, one of the best surfers on the planet, Josh Kerr. The guy does some of the best airs. He will rush any slab thrown his way. He is a world championship tour ripper, and he has not had the start he or we wanted for him in 2017 on the WSL World Championship Tour, but that's all about to change. I actually met up with Josh just a couple days ago, and I talked to him, and here's what he had to say.
There was a lot of negativity when I first rocked out. A lot of guys had kind of gone there early and stuff, and it's one of those waves where it'll frustrate the crap out of you free surfing with a lot of guys out, and the backwash was just torturous. But it was funny, like, people would rock up and people were just like, I can't surf, my board feels like crap, blah, blah. I'm like, it's kind of fun. It's just because there's too many people in the backwash. You just, you know, I think it was one of those waves where you couldn't oversurf, like, before the contest. You had to just watch it and just be like, okay, I know what I want to do in my heat. Hopefully I get the right wave. And, yeah, there was some good surfing going on. Well, I was actually pretty surprised once the comp started and it got underway how well the guys were dealing with the backwash and surfing out there. We had, what, a bigger day. I bombed out in, like, the third round. Then I wasn't there for after that, but it looked like some good heats went down, especially in the quarters and semis. I didn't get to actually catch the final, but, you know, it was definitely a spot where you could see Adriano excelling, you know, like not falling and dealing with doing good turns, but dealing with like the wobble and the wobble out there. Definitely was in Adriano's favor. He's pretty good at that. He's really solid, you know, so it made it. I wasn't that surprised when he won the thing.
Pretty wild year so far as like title race and top contenders. You know, you always see like, of course, Medina and Kelly and John up in the top, but you have guys now like Gabriel, Fanning, Kelly, who's below the 10, you know, 10th place mark. And it's just kind of a wild start to the year. So give me just like the first, I guess we're a quarter of the way done. What's like your quarterly review overall on the world tour?
Yeah, I feel like it's just another one of those starts. We had the same thing last year where we had some rookies come on last year, get some good results. The rookies aren't faring as well this year, but definitely some new people kind of settling into a new role of getting comfortable winning a lot of heats and stuff like that. It's definitely it feels like every heat is a tough heat for everyone right now, and that's kind of where it's at. Even the top guys like aren't comfortable going up against anyone in round two or three like normal, you know. And the judging's, you know, a little bit sparse. You don't really know where they're going half the time, so it's kind of tricky, you know. Like, it's going to be an interesting end to the year. The first quarter was definitely a touch and go one for myself and a lot of other guys, and some other guys that were used to kind of being in the position I'm in had a great start to the year and stuff like that. So it's should be interesting to see how this second quarter goes.
And I think myself and a lot of other Josh Kerr fans are screaming at our computers wondering, like, those first couple of events, obviously, you know, not how you wanted to finish.
No.
But Brazil, I mean, just to make it out of those like shocker early rounds, how frustrated were you at the beginning in some of those heats, and how did you turn around and how will you continue to surf like we know you can surf?
Yeah, it was one of those things. I've been like, you know, it's been an exciting year for me, you know, leaving longtime sponsor and then working with a lot of new boards and everything like that. And I feel like I've been surfing great and free surfing great, but mentally I just haven't been right there. I've been throwing my rashi on and just locking up, especially in those first couple of events. I wasn't even mentally there at all, really, when I put the rashi on. And now I found a good comfort space where I feel really good. Like, Brazil felt great. And, you know, the heat I lost to Wilco and was, like, just one of those ones. It was, like, 0.1 or something. It could have went either way. Frustrating when I watched it back. I felt like it could have gone my way. So, like I said, it's kind of those ones where I'm just going to keep plugging away, and I feel, like I said, I feel really good free surfing, right on this new equipment that's put a whole new lease of life for me, and I'm super excited. I'm not deterred one bit by the start, and I was kind of in the same position last year. I actually started really bad, but this year I'm feeling good, and I feel like I'm coming into my strong points for the middle part of the year, so I feel like it'll be a different story once Trestles comes around.
Hell yeah. And coming up next, I know you love to get barreled. Fiji, what are you kind of thinking about going into Fiji?
Fiji's going to be rad. I think, well, I'm just excited to get barreled, and I'm excited to put myself in positions where I'm just in my own mental head. I'm like, I'm going there thinking nines or nothing, you know, and that's where I'm at. I'm just going to put myself deep and just throw my board up at the lip as hard as I can and have no excuses.
Don't make us yell at the screen anymore.
No yelling at the screen. Well, more than anything, I was like, either I'm going to put on a show or I'm going to lose putting on a show by, you know, not quite pulling off what I want to pull off. So I'd rather lose that way than surf conservatively and just not get enough points to win the heat.
Watch out, World Tour. Josh Kerr's coming for you. Always fun to talk to Josh Kerr, the Outer Known Fiji Pro is coming up later this June. The women's event goes first, and then the men will be hitting the island of Tavarua and Namotu to shred, hopefully, some incredible waves. We got our fingers crossed. We need good waves on the Dream Tour. Hey, I got a new surfboard to try out. I'm really excited about it. This is really fun. Okay, so I met a guy named Jake Moss from Moss Research in the parking lot at Seaside Reef. We got to talking. He was telling me about these boards he's been making. His label is called Aquatic Oddities. And the boards he had looked amazing. And I was grabbing them and, you know, touching them right in front of him. And he said, hey, let's do it. Let's make you one. So I got one. And I just got it in my dirty little hands a couple days ago. And the thing feels incredible. But what's better about how it feels and, you know, how it makes me feel inside, how it makes the earth feel. This board that I got from Aquatic Oddities is about 72% plant-based. And I'm just going to let Jake tell you a little bit more about it.
My name is Jake Moss with Aquatic Oddities and EcoFlex. And today I'm with Chris Cote delivering a board, which is a Space Cake 20, for him to try out. So EcoFlex is something we came up with in 2011. And EcoFlex technology is recycled styrofoam as the core. And it's a plant-based epoxy. And we're in application with SCS Global for an EPP rating, Environmentally Preferable Product Rating, which is going to be the highest level of sustainability that's been achieved in the surfboard industry, which is super exciting. And the board performance, there's more flotation. There's also a very nice flex dynamic to the board itself. And this particular design is a Space Cake 20, which is kind of a go-to California shortboard. It's got large side fins and a small trailing fin with this wicked kind of crescent swallowtail. And it's got very low tail rocker and a little bit more entry rocker. And it's meant to go really fast and just have fun in medium to overhead waves. If you go to our current website, Moss Research, there's Aquatic Oddities and EcoFlex, and explains the material process. And then we're going to be developing two new websites. One is EcoFlex, which is our material process, licensing, and distribution of materials. And then Aquatic Oddities is our sort of cult-following brand of unique boards. Right on, Chris. I hope you enjoy the board. Let me know how it works.
Exciting environmental awesomeness from Jake at Moss Research. And Jake actually stood on the board. He flipped the board upside down. He stood on it in my office. Perfect flex. I was tripping. I'm like, dude, don't stand on this brand new board. He did it, and it was a thing of beauty. So thank you, Aquatic Oddities. I'm really looking forward to riding this new board. He actually told me that you could eat a sandwich while laminating this board. The resin's made from pine sap. He told me all kinds of scientific stuff about earth-saving qualities of this board, and I didn't understand most of it. But it's not for me to understand. It's just for me to enjoy, right? It's for all of us to enjoy. Environmentally friendly surfboards, 80% less volatile organic compounds. Yep, that's science. Weird science. So I'm excited to ride the board. Now let's get back to the Monday Mass full report on my sessions on that board coming up, for those of you who want to hear that. Okay, 47 countries right now are competing in the ISA World Games in Biarritz, France. That's 47 countries, people. This is really cool. Okay, the ISA World Games is an event that brings, like I just said, 47 countries together to compete in a surf event. And I'm talking about countries we know about, USA, Australia, Costa Rica always has a great team. But then you go deeper, and this is where the fun begins. Afghanistan has a team this year. Switzerland, Jamaica, Germany. France obviously has an incredible team. And this is all super exciting because this is the predecessor. This is what we're going to be most likely looking to see what happens with the Olympics, with surfing. The ISA has been the force pushing the Olympic Committee into allowing surfing into the Olympics. So watch the ISA World Games. It's on the internet right now. It's going down today. This is Monday. But, of course, you can watch it any other day, just like you can listen to Monday Mass any other day. But the women are going to be – we're going to crown a women's world champion today or tomorrow. And the list of semifinalists is pretty insane. Teresa Bonvalot from Portugal. We got a surfer from Japan, Naoya Yamura. Leilani McGonigal from Costa Rica. Bianca Batentak from South Africa. I mean, the list goes on and on. Pauline Adu, Johan de Fay from France. Frankie Harar is surfing for Germany. See? Ella Williams for New Zealand. The talent in the ISA is incredible. And these are the athletes that we could potentially be seeing in the Tokyo 2020 Games. You heard it here first. Not here first, but somewhere first. So check it out. It's isasurf.org. Watch it. Other surf contests happening right now. The Ichinomiya Chiba Open, presented by Gotcha. Huh. I saw the little shark guy holding the flag. Yep, this is a QS 6000, a.k.a. the Chiba Open. Hey, another Olympic connection here. This is where we could potentially watch the 2020 Olympic surfing event go down. So keep your eyes on Chiba. And I'll tell you, QS 6000s matter. How much do they matter? Well, I'll tell you who's going to be surfing here. Adriana de Souza just got there, fired up, hungry. He's coming off a big win at the Oi Rio Pro. Yago Dora is competing in the Chiba Open. You got Kanoa Igarashi. Two of the three Gadowskis bros are going to be there. This is going to be a good contest. Right now, the waves are flat. But give us a couple days. Chiba is going to light up. And it's going to be a fun contest to watch. These QS 6000s are so important in looking at who's going to be on the World Championship Tour next year. I mean, when you have guys like Adriana de Souza coming to compete in QS 6000s, you know they mean something. So this is going to be a big event. Keep your eyes peeled, worldsurfleague.com. Hey, speaking of Japan, Rob Machado went there with Craig Anderson to film portions of the brand new Taylor Steele Todd Glazer film, Proximity. I saw Rob Machado at a bar, and we were both drinking Sprites. It was great. No, he was drinking like a kombucha coconut water or something, and I was just drinking Perrier, Pellegrino, something like that. Anyway, I talked to Rob Machado. Here it is.
This is Rob Machado. Rob, at this point, have you been in every single Taylor Steele movie he's ever made?
No.
What? He left you out of what? Which one?
Well, he made some weird movies. Like, there was when he started branching out and going with, like, younger kids, you know, he thought we were too old.
Just roasted you.
Right.
He didn't even invite you on one trip.
Left us in the dust. I don't even know what those movies were called. There was, like, the new momentum.
It doesn't matter.
The new momentum, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, then that's a different story. That's kind of a theme.
Right.
But you've been in 75% of his movies.
I'd say that all the ones that Taylor made, yeah, I was probably on. But he had other guys. Like, I think Kai Neville maybe did some, and, you know, the cool kids. All the cool kids were in those.
Now you're back. Proximity. Tell us about your trip. It's trip-based. It's partner-based. Tell us about your part in Proximity.
I am paired up with Craig Anderson. We did a couple trips, actually. We went to South America, a little place called Chile, and we also went to Japan, looking for very cold climates, and amazing experience working the film crew, everyone, and obviously surfing with Craig is always a pleasure. You know, the guys, it was good. We had good adventures, good fun, good waves, all the above.
So two goofy foots. How do you decide who's going to split the peak?
There's no going right.
No rights in this movie.
There was not in our section, bro. No rights at all. None.
I love it. So for somebody that doesn't know anything about Proximity or even surfing, why should they watch this movie?
It's got a good feel. You know, you get a little bit more in depth into the characters in the movie. Get some candid conversations. Mr. Jerry Lopez narrates portions of the movie. It's got some feel good moments, I should say.
Hometown hero here in Encinitas, Rob Machado, talking about Proximity. Proximity has been touring the globe, and I saw it, and it was really a beautiful film. Right? Don't go into this movie thinking that, you know, you're going to be having to hold on to your seats due to punk rock music and triple 540s on every wave. This is more of a study in, you know, personalities, a look into the soul of surfing. And I was pleasantly surprised. I really liked this movie. It was beautiful. I mean, just the images, incredible. Abulaire, Shane Dorian. You guys are crazy. Everybody knows that already. Kelly Slater, John, you guys are crazy in different ways. Them two together in a room playing chess. Who would have thought that this would be fascinating, but it really is. Go see Proximity. Dave Rossovich, Steph Gilmore, beautiful, beautiful surfing from both of you. I really like Proximity, so go watch it if you can, or it's coming out soon. And ProximityTheMovie.com is where you can watch it. Hey, remember last week when I was talking about the Oi Rio Pro and I said that Felipe Toledo got an interference and nothing happened? Here's the clip.
So what are we going to do next? Well, the very beginning of the heat, interference. Toledo drops in on Kanoa Igarashi. It was a split second call for sure, but regardless, interference. And this is where I was expecting the pitchforks to come out. I thought the scaffolding was going to be pulled to the ground, riots in the streets, madness on the beach of Sakurama, but no, everybody was calm, even Felipe's dad. I didn't hear, hey, got an interference, he lost. Kanoa Igarashi, take.
So I was wrong. The shit did hit the fan. Little spark plug. Felipe Toledo went nuts. And this is what you did not see on the webcast. Felipe Toledo charging up the stairs, up into the judging tower, losing his marbles, going crazy. He's going crazy. And stuff did happen. And no, the fans didn't riot, but Felipe Toledo had a little mini personal riot. He threw a fit. And he got it, man. He got banned. He got banned from Fiji, which is a bummer. You imagine thinking you're going to Fiji to get barreled with one other guy in the water, and then they say no. And he also got fined. So don't charge the scaffolding if you lose. And even if it's not your fault, it's still your fault because you lost. And it happens, and you can't cry about it. You got to just move on. You could have been getting tubed in Fiji. But you know what? Felipe Toledo is a really cool guy. He's a nice kid. He lost his cool, and he owned up to it. He apologized, so he's learned his lesson, I'm sure. And you know what? He's got the right to be upset. An interference call is never fun. So Felipe Toledo will not be in Fiji. But the good news is everybody else will be, and everybody else will be getting tubed. Hopefully the waves are going to be firing. Speaking of firing, the Wisla Cosmic Creek happened, man. It was cosmic. The waves weren't firing, but it's a great event. It's a great surf contest where a bunch of very talented surfers from teenagers to pros ride vintage equipment down at Salt Creek. And Dive and the Cosmonauts played, which sounds rad. I should have gone. Rob Machado was there. Britt Merrick won something. Rosie Hodge won. There's no video up yet. There will be shortly, I'm sure. Also, I watched on Stab, on stabmag.com. There's a video of Keanu Asing ripping on an orange locomotion single fin in South Africa. Now, that is a strange sentence that you probably never thought you'd hear on the world's greatest action sports podcast. But it happened, and it was an incredibly entertaining surf clip. It's called Olu Part 1. I loved the song, first of all. I think Jensen made this video with Keanu Asing. Anyway, bravo to both of you. Who would have thought Keanu Asing on a single fin? And I've never been a Keanu Asing hater. I've always loved this guy. So it was really fun to watch him on this single fin. He was ripping, and the waves were insane. This is a type of surf clip that makes you want to surf. And the next clip that I watched didn't really make me want to surf, but it was weird enough that it got me kind of hyped. You've seen this, the two guys doing this weird like doubles stand-up paddle to strapped in sup transfer on a wooden alaya, right? You can't make this stuff up because somebody already made it up and they're doing it, and it looks wacky and crazy but at the same time fun. And while I used to really have the want and need to just make fun of this, I can't, because it looks fun. And the guy's getting tubed. This is who we got? Two Frenchmen, Fred Campagnon and Vieux Bacal Remy Arroz. So this is a former pro bodyboarder and a former world longboard guy. I don't know. They're weirdos, and it's cool. Let's get weird. We all need to get a little bit more weird. Right? So if these two guys want to get weird and ride strapped on strap. They want to strap it on and do it with each other. Go for it. It's France. Anything goes in France. We know that. My family's from France. We invented getting nude on the beach. So you don't have to watch the video. It's just, it's weird and it's kind of cool. And don't take it seriously. These guys look like they're taking it serious, but you don't have to. The guy gets barreled, strapped into an Alaya. Go for it. Speaking of going for it, our next guest always goes for it, all the way from the North Shore of Oahu with a report. Exclusive for Monday Mass, I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Dave Wasselhoff.
Hi, this is Dave Wassel for the Monday Mass podcast. And when I'm not at Springtime Firing Pipeline, I'm right here with Chris Cote. As far as the last month's surf on the North Shore, let's just say don't worry about it, okay? Because it's been that good. Thanks for not coming. Oh, nothing at all, Chris. Nothing at all. Nothing to speak of other than absolute mind-blowing pipeline and backdoor. Actually, it's not a rarity to have swell. It's just a rarity for there to be no sand on the reef. And that's why we got really fortunate.
So some of the best days of the year happened when the circus left town.
You could say that for sure. I don't want to say it. As long as it's just between you and I, sure, let's keep it between us. Thanks.
It's just between us, Dave. Go back to Hawaii.
Love us some Wassel time. Thank you for that exclusive Springtime Pipeline report. The one and only Wasselhoff, a.k.a. Dave Wassel. Follow him at Dave Wassel, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Surf news has been brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. That's right, South Coast Surf Shops down here in San Diego, California. Talking five shops, two girls only shops, a discount. South Coast Surf Shop, they have it all. What's up? It's summer. It's right around the corner. What are you going to do? Wear your old trunks? You going to wear last season's spring suit? Doubt it. Hype it up. Let's do it. Go to South Coast Surf on Instagram, southcoast.com. South Coast Surf Shops bringing you surf news here on the Monday Mass. Where are we going next? Ooh, it's getting cold. We're going to the snow. Yes, there's still snow. There's no business like snow business. Man, we spend a lot of time on surf, so we're going to have to fly through some snow and skate Mammoth. Wow, this is snowboarding, folks, in springtime. Mammoth Mountain has received over 614 inches of snow as of May 10th. The depth at the summit, 300 inches. It's crazy. Global snowing. And I'm reading this. With this much snow, the conditions are so good. Mammoth is planning to stay open past 4th of July and well into August. And I know that was a funny commercial style voice, but I'm dead serious when I say go to Mammoth and rip. I said you're going to be snowboarding in trunks and a t-shirt. Well, you're going to be snowboarding just in trunks, okay? Because it's going to be summertime. You're going to be ripping down the mountain. That's just crazy. And there's more snow. Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, all got snow. Arapaho Basin in Colorado was the big winner of this recent storm, 21 inches. In the last 3 days, Snowbird is still open. And it's rippable. Get on it. It's flat in California today, so go snowboarding. Why not? Hey, and now for something completely different. We got a new homie in the Mid-Atlantic to tell us about some Mid-Atlantic stuff in the realm of snowboarding. This is fun. And this is, I'm going to call this a new segment. It's called You Tell Me. You Tell Me. So this is a Mid-Atlantic snow report from a new contributor, Paul Hornung.
Paul Hornung with a Mid-Atlantic snow news update for you. It's Sunday, May 21st. Yesterday, Big Boulder Parks in the Poconos in Pennsylvania pushed together what snow they had left from their big jump line from this past season. And they push all that snow out and throw a bunch of features in it, a bunch of rails, boxes, jibs, pretty much whatever they can pack in there, they do. And they did a hell of a job this year with what snow they had to work with. Great time had by all. There was probably 300 or so people there. Lifts were in operation from 10 to 4. You had to hike down to the first zone, and then from there you could either hike down to each zone after that or a grass board down, which is what I chose to do, and probably ruined a board from it, but it was well worth it. It was a good time. lots of parking lot partying, beers and grilling, and they have a fun little mini ramp at the base of the mountain that we skated afterwards. It was a real good time. I probably saw more backflips to flat scent yesterday than I've seen since the early 90s. So there's probably a lot of sore people this morning. But hats off to Pat Morgan and his park staff for putting that together. It was a great time. Other Mid-Atlantic snow news. I know Seven Springs Terrain Parks just got back from another successful build out at Snowboarder Mag's Super Park 21 at Mammoth Mountain. So cheers to Joe Genovese and his crew for another successful super park out there. And for those of you that are itching and really need to get your snowboarding fixed throughout the summer, you can head down to Lynchburg, Virginia to Liberty Mountain Snowflex. They basically have a hill covered in synthetic snow. It's basically like you can picture billions of toothbrushes turned upside down. That's kind of what you're riding on. But a super fun setup down there. They've got a couple little kickers, all kinds of rails and different features to hit. They got a quarter pipe at the bottom. So if you really need to get your fix, you can head down there if you don't mind sweating in the summer heat while you're snowboarding. Other than that, I'm hoping the waves coming through this week in the Mid-Atlantic are going to be decent and the winds cooperate. Other than that, you probably won't hear from me for a while. There's not going to be much snow news coming out of the Mid-Atlantic anytime soon. All right, cheers, Chris. See ya.
Yes. Thank you, Paul. There was a lot going on in that news update from the Mid-Atlantic. I do not know where that is. It's somewhere east of where I am now, and it sounds like a fun place. There's parking lot parties going on. You can snowboard down a hill made of toothbrushes. Thank you, Paul Hornung, for your report as part of a new segment we are calling You Tell Me. You Tell Me. And thank you for that. Man, that was awesome. I want to go to the Virginia. Where are we? That was cool. Paul Hornung coming through with a Mid-Atlantic snow report. Another snow news. Oh my gosh. Bench Press, the movie. What the hell? My new favorite snowboarding movie ever. Bench Press, the movie. I watched this on yobeat.com, yobeat.com. It's phenomenal. The best screw around snowboarding I've seen in a long time. Centered around benches. Hence the name Bench Press. Watch Bench Press. I don't care if you don't even like snowboarding. If you hate snow, you're still going to like this movie. Bench Press. And the tag at the beginning says, best if viewed amongst friends. And I actually watched it with my wife, who hates being cold, who hates snow. She does not like the mountains in the wintertime. And she loved it. She was laughing along and getting hyped. Now she wants to put on a snowboard and go jump on some benches. It's crazy. Bench Press, the movie. Watch it. There's a lot of Super Park madness, like Paul Hornung mentioned. And that's all at snowboarder.com. There's so much good stuff from Super Park. You have to go watch it all. Is this good news? Is this snow news? I saw this on Stab Mag, actually. Shaun White has settled a weird sexual harassment lawsuit. And man, that is a gross sentence to say. It was a lawsuit. He settled it. Hopefully everybody's okay now. Some of the stuff. So Shaun had a drummer in his old band, and she got kicked out of the band, apparently because she didn't cut her hair right. She was asked to dress sexier. She was sent photos of penises. She was forced to watch a video, and I'm not laughing. This is serious stuff. It's kind of tweaked. She was forced to watch a video called Church of Fudge. So we'll leave it at that. And she was also forced to watch a video where a couple kills a bear and has sex on it. So that's that. That's weird. Hopefully everybody's okay. Sketchy. What a way to end snow news. Damn it. Wish I could start over. It's all good. We're all good. Because we're going to skate. Skate news, folks. Skate news. We are here. And guess what else is here? My friends at Masterplan PR. Masterplan PR. They are the engine that spreads the good word of the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass, at Masterplan PR. And Masterplan PR, get this. They got me linked up with a company called Lucid Sound. Some incredible headphones. These are, I think they're specifically made for gaming.
playing video games in with, and you feel like you're in the game in these headphones, but I'm actually using them right now to record the Monday Mass, and I'm going to listen to DMX all day in them after this. And they're going to be good for that. They sound incredible. They feel nice, solid on your head. And again, if I was a gamer, I would play games and listen to them and talk crap to other people I'm playing against because there's a little microphone. So I'm assuming gamers are going to love these things. I love them. DMX sounds great in them. And so DMX is always my benchmark of what sounds good in headphones. And so DMX sounds good in these Lucid Sound headphones. So thank you at Masterplan PR. Let's get into it. X Games, Real Street. I've always been a huge fan of these send-in video contest things. So X Games Real Street just dropped. Saw it on the Barracks. Nakel Smith, Neen Williams, Tiago Lemos, Paul Hart, Vinny Vincent Alvarez, Ishad Ware, Ishad, Cole Wilson, Chris Joslin. How's that for a list of skateboarders all on one website with all their own parts? So anyway, X Games Real Street is out. You can go vote for your favorite. Man, I'm torn. I really love Paul Hart's part. Vincent Alvarez, I'm a huge fan. That is Raw Street right there. That's what it should be called, X Games Raw Street. I mean, Neen Williams with the karate kick heel flip flair. There's so many good, and then Jaws. It's going to be really hard for you guys to decide on who to vote, but just vote because it makes it fun. Because the winner gets to be in X Games. Right? X Games Real Street. It's on the Barracks. Also on the Barracks, some great games of skate this weekend. These were quick ones. These were like those super fast UFC fights you see where the dude just gets knocked out quick. He's laying on the ground with the blood spraying out of his ears. But this is stuff I like to watch. This is skateboarding. So battle at the Barracks. Who do we have this weekend? Will Fayok versus Morgan Smith. This was a super tech game. Will Fayok, he skates down here in Encinitas sometimes, and I can't tell if he's a homie or not because he ignored me. I didn't say anything. Yeah, whatever. He seems cool. He's a great skateboarder. Just because you don't acknowledge a 40-year-old dad doing one-wheel manuals at the skate park doesn't make you not cool. It just makes you a normal person. I'm the 40-year-old weirdo going, "What's up, dude? Great job in Battle of the Barracks." He's all, "What?" Yeah, that's my life at the skate park. Spoilers. Will Fayok won. He got super tech. And I love Morgan Smith. Dude seems very nice, but he lost. Nick Tucker and Chris Cole. This was a great, great game. Legend versus the, you could say newcomer, relative newcomer. This thing got heated quick, and then it got deadly. And Nick Tucker won. The Nolly Bigger Spin Kickflip. And the Nolly Bigger Spin Kickflip, that has been a serious sword in these games of skate lately. So, battle at the Barracks, heating up. We're into the second round. It's fun to watch. X Games, Vert Bros Qualifier went down on Vert Qualifier. I say Vert Bros Qualifier because all the guys in Vert are bros. They're the nice people. Bucky Lasik won. So, Bucky will get an X Games invite. Clay Kreiner on a tear. Destroying contests right, left, and center. He is also getting the X Games invite, along with Michy Brusco, Marcelo Bastos, and Andy Mack. Bucky Lasik and Andy Mack, the last two men standing for the relative old guard of vert skating. But guess what? They're kicking your ass, kids. Still, Bucky Lasik. He made this look easy. Well, I mean, it looked technical and super hard, but he made it look easy. Speaking of making it look easy, this guy's doing it. Now he is on an official contest demolition tour of the earth. Nyjah Houston won the 2017 SLS Nike SB Pro Open in Barcelona. I'm going to say that contest name again because even though all the words in it are short, it's really long. SLS Nike SB Pro Open in Barcelona. Nyjah now has a golden ticket straight to the 2017 SLS Nike SB Super Crown World Championship in Los Angeles in September. And the top eight skaters for the year will go to Super Crown. So we've got a couple more SLS, Nike SB, Street League, right? Street League skateboarding contests coming up. Congratulations, Deshaun Jordan and Yuto Horigami also got themselves in the mix. They are now SLS pros. Deshaun Jordan is so gnarly. And Yuto Horigami, what
this dude, I'm a big fan now. Speaking of me being a big fan of somebody, this is my old neighbor, and I'm a huge fan of his, former Zero skateboarding pro, dear friend, John Rattray. And John Rattray has just announced he will be bicycling from Portland to the Oregon coast next month, and he's also going to relearn eggplants on the way. All right, and this is all to raise money for the Scottish Association of Mental Health. And it's actually a really sad story. John's sister died. She suffered from just horrible depression in 2011. You can read the full story on John's website. And so far, Rattray has raised over 240% more than he had hoped for. So this was on Transworld Skateboarding, skateboarding.transworld.net. And click on the John Rattray story to read why he's doing this. And to become a huge fan of John Rattray like I am, donating today. Rattray, you rule. Can't wait to watch your trip from Portland to the Oregon coast to raise money and awareness for the Scottish Association for Mental Health. And of course, mental health is in the news. Depression. You know, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden just killed himself last week. This is a guy seemingly on top of the world and suffering from just a heavy, heavy depression. Took his own life. And if it can happen to a guy like Chris Cornell, it can happen to anyone. So if you're feeling depressed, get help. Talk to somebody. Just do something about it, because I can't imagine how you're feeling. So if you're feeling depressed, there are a lot of ways you can reach out for help. You don't have to do something awful to get the attention you deserve, need. So there are places for you to get help, okay? Whoa. So let's get back to skate. David Gravett dropped his Creature part on Thrasher, or Creature dropped David Gravett's part, I should say, on Thrasher magazine. Thrasher has been showing all the Creature parts from the new Creature skateboarding video, and man, they hit my computer like a ton of bricks. Bam! Dude, David Gravett's part is heavy. Jimmy Wilkins has a crazy part. Chris Russell steamrolled my computer screen. You can also buy the new Creature video on iTunes. So I am going to the Vans Park Series in Malmo, Sweden on Tuesday. So depending on when you're listening to this, I could be on an airplane sleeping while you're listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast. And I'm going there to commentate with my homies, Neil Hendricks, Chris Pastris, and it's going to be great. It's going to be an epic contest. This park, Kroksbäck Skate Park in Malmö, Sweden, one of the best parks I've ever seen in my life. And as far as guys who really know how to skate big skate parks, this is probably the top five parks for a park contest. This park is insane. May 26th is the qualifiers. May 27th, semis and finals. Go to Vans Park Series. com and watch it live and get yourself caught up on all the previous events. We've had Tom Shaw won the first one in Australia. Pedro Barros won the second one in Brazil. Who will win number three? You got to watch out, because Pedro Barros is coming. Last year, this was the site of the Vans Park Series Global Championships. It was Alex Sorgente taking the win, Pedro Barros in second, Ivan Federico in third place in the whole world. So who's coming in hot this year? Tom Schar's got to be feeling good. He had a win at the Vans pool party just a couple days ago. So he's going to be coming out swinging. Some of my other favorite skaters to watch this year on the Vans Park Series, CJ Collins, Roman Pavic, of course. Grayson Fletcher will be there, always fun to watch. Chris Russell, will this be the big return of the man, Chris Russell, the muscle? So many good skateboarders will be there. Can't wait. And then you get wild cards that show up, you know? You got Oscar Rosenberg Hallberg, who just dropped a crazy Nike SB part on the internet. Watch that. He will become one of your new favorite skateboarders. So a lot of good skateboarding to come at the end of this week. And that is the Vans Park Series on vansparkseries.com. Check it out. That was skate news. Thank you. All right, folks, we have come to the end of yet another incredible
fantastic, wonderful episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. Who called it that? I did, because I just named it that. And I was first to name a an action sports podcast that, so it's it. Hey, follow me at Chris Cote on Instagram. Also, you online. This is where, you know, the lifestyle of all things awesome happens. YouOnline.com. That is where this podcast lives. And of course, we're on iTunes as well. You can please subscribe to us. That way, every Monday when you wake up or whatever you're doing, we usually hit the airwaves, you know, mid-morning, because I got to come in here and record and edit and do all this stuff. Okay? So, hey, Monday Mass, subscribe. Thank you to Lucid Headphones, Tori Holistic, Masterplan PR, South Coast Surf Shops, and also DMX, because I'm going to be listening to DMX after this. Get well soon, DMX. I think he's sick or something. And, yo, the How to Do Los Cabos with Alana Blanchard and Friends, episode 2. I'm one of her friends in this episode. I'm friends with Alana Blanchard. And if you watch this video, you will be too. How to Do Los Cabos with Alana Blanchard and Friends, episode 2 is out now, any minute. Watch it. Get stoked. Come to Cabo. Los Cabos Open of Surf is coming in June. Great time to plan your trip to Cabo. One of the best places ever. This has been the Monday Mass Podcast for the week of May 22nd previous. So you do the math. The week leading up to May 22nd. I'm your host, Chris Cote. You go to youonline.com and listen to Cantori and you and watch all the cool shows we have on that website. Love you. Have a great Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and the rest of your week. We'll be doing a giveaway at the end of the week. Bye-bye.